Good morning. This is Denny Heflin in Audubon at the Farm Service Agency with this week's USDA report. Today I want to focus my conversations to begin with around the highly erodible land conservation and wetland conservation compliance provisions. This is something that's been around since 1985, and every year it always has questions that come up about eligibility, etc. Persons who do produce ag commodities on fields that are rated highly erodible are ineligible for benefits if they don't have a conservation plan or are not applying an active conservation system on those acres. Likewise, it's true for anything that's wetland converted acres. So you do need to keep in touch with your NRCS office as far as your soils out there and your plan. And if you are going to be doing any sod busting or installing tile, sod busting could be as much as taking a building site out and bringing those acres into production, or a group of trees over in the side hill or something, taking fences out between fields. These are all considered needed for an HEL determination, and you need to complete an AD 1026 here in the FSA office. Generally, everything sails along just fine, but it's always best to do this ahead of the fact, so you have your final interpretation of whether you'll be eligible for program benefits or not. So the moral of the story here is file before you act. So this also is something to keep in mind for expiring CRP acres. So a lot of acres came out of CRP this year, will be brought back into production next year, and you need to make sure that those acres have a conservation plan or system being applied to them. This pertains to individuals as well as corporations, estates, trusts, etc., any entities that are considered persons for program benefits here at the FSA office. NRCS does make annual spot checks. They have a random list selection process that they do, and if they find something that is out of balance, then we have to go through the process that we may have some potential violations. So, again, please just check with your NRCS office with your conservation plan to make sure it's all up to snuff. Our office has received some information on electrical farm safety for wiring, and according to the Iowa Department of Public Safety, they've provided us with some frequently asked questions and answers about what you can do for wiring by yourself around your farm. We have that information here. If that would be of any value, just give us a call. We can mail a copy of that fact sheet out to you, or if you're in town, just stop and pick it up. A reminder that the 2011 market assistant loans are available now. These are nine-month loans, and so the loans dispersed during the month of October would come due the end of July of next year. November loans, of course, would be the end of August. The interest rate currently is 1 1/8%, so if this sounds attractive that you want to raise some operating cash and still maintain ownership of your grain for a possible later sale, well, this could be a good way to do it. As I mentioned earlier, with the conservation compliance, eligibility to seal grain also does require that compliance be, or your farm be in compliance with the conservation needs, as I described earlier in the show. A couple of final notes. Rural youth loans are available. These are for students that are part of an organization or a group, and we can loan them up to $5,000 for a project. Also, we have loans available for beginning farmers and ranchers, and any socially disadvantaged farmer that might be trying to start something for a specialty crop or something like that. Interest rates are quite favorable, so if you are interested in getting something going in agriculture, think that we might could be of assistance, just give us a call here at your FSA office, either in Cass or Audubon County. For this week, this has been Denny Heflin with this week's USDA report. get outside, enjoy those beautiful fall colors, and have a safe and happy Halloween.